Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And today, I'm going to be covering an implosion. All right. Now, what we are witnessing here today is the systematic destruction of our culture and civilization. I have noticed a lot of shit going on here. Mainly, we want to shift the youth of today who have been culled or brainwashed into a cult, want to have a socialistic or, dare I say, communistic environment here.
Hell to the no.
Historically, that has never worked, mainly because we as human beings are flawed. We're evil, hairless monkeys, we're greedy, and we do nefarious shit to each other on the regular. We all remember the living wage argument that went across the country about 5 years ago in regards to paying people at fast food industries a minimum of 15 bucks an hour to flip hamburgers. Even though that whole business model was not built for that, we're forcing, you know, a living wage that the companies can't afford. And we've seen a lot of layoffs, a lot of robots and kiosks to replace a bunch of employees, which quite frankly, in today's day and age, are not experienced, not educated, not motivated to do the job. In my opinion, a lot of these people at the fast food restaurants
aren't worth $15 an hour.
How dare you?
They're worth minimum wage, which should be set by the market, not by the government. When the government does it, that's socialism, dare I say communism. When you let the free market set it, that is called capitalism. Capitalism, if you look back at history, has elevated more people out of poverty than anything else in history. The only thing that comes close are professional armies. And back in the day, we're talking, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, you were born and stuck in the position in that culture for the rest of your life. And the only way to get out of it, for the most part, was to join the military, prove yourself, you know, add status, what have you. For the most part, that's gone now. And capitalism replaced it about a little over 200 plus years ago. But I'm not a history teacher, and this episode is not about that. So let's get into it, shall we?
Wouldn't it be great to have Pop as a dad? Well, too bad. We got the dads we got. Still, not everybody's dad was great, let alone good, let alone present. Matter of fact, most of the problems we face today are because we didn't have a dad. And if men don't get these vital lessons fathers used to pass on to their children, our lives will be wasted. Thankfully, these lost lessons have been conveniently recompiled in a course by Aaron Clary titled, The Dad You Never Had. Covering everything from life's purpose, defeating laziness, developing a work ethic, personal finances, career management, women, retirement planning, and much, much more. The Dad You Never Had compiles the fatherly wisdom of Red Pill creators such as Rolla Tomasi, Rich Cooper, Aaron Clary, and even Pop himself into an intense and thorough 12-hour course. It's the easiest and quickest way to get up to speed and get on with living life. It's no substitute for a real father, but it is the wisdom and advice you need to manage your life successfully and end the misery fatherlessness has wreaked upon your life and society. So get the roadmap to a better life. Take The Dad You Never Had today. Your life is just too precious not to. Available on Teachable.com. Use the discount code BlakeIsCool to get 10% off. Link is in the Meat Gazer box.
Sources. Here we go. I wonder why Burger King plans to close 400 locations in the best economy ever. We've all watched the gas prices go up. I have watched the price of my eggs triple, the price of the milk double. You know, even water has doubled in price. How many more times is that going to happen before it's unsustainable? All right. That is what we're seeing. We're starting to see everything shift
to being unsustainable.
We got Chad Prater here. Burger King has been serving really bad food for 70 years, but it only took 2.5 years of Joe Biden's economy to put them out of business. Burger King usually will close between 100 and 200 locations a year, and on some years they open even more because in the fast food industry, location is key. Locations lose profitability over time because of demographic shifts or what have you.
Got it.
But 400 is double, dare I say, quadruple.
What the hell did you just say?
On a normal year of the closings. All right, now this is fast food. This is supposed to be cheap, fast, you know, so you can throw it in your food hole at a moment's notice.
And they're going under.
All right, we have Burger King trying to dunk on Chick-fil-A by donating to LGBT causes for every chicken sandwich sold, even on Sundays.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
But what we are seeing today is a large amount of the people who are neutral in the middle during this whole culture war when it started are starting to see the brainwashing and the obtuse thinking that the left is using. It's unsustainable. And they're starting to move over to the right because they remember how shit used to work, you know, when they had the dollar menu and could get a, you know, fairly decent job, you know, getting out of high school and might actually have a crack at the American dream. And I dare say today that's been destroyed by feminism and inflation and the divorce industry. That's another video here. All right. So I remember Burger King and McDonald's when I was a kid. All right. When I was 10 years old, they were completely different restaurants. I can recall as a child being absolutely just in bliss when my grandparents would say, hey, we're going to McDonald's for dinner. Because back then, they actually grilled the hamburger patties right there on the spot. Granted, they did come in those styrofoam little flip-open things, but that's a different thing. And those burgers were so good. I can't even explain it. And slowly over time, as I aged, and I went to McDonald's and Burger King and what have you, I watched the quality of the food literally
go down the toilet.
Oh my God!
To the point where if you walk into McDonald's
and it smells like defecation,
partially digested food already, that's not good. All right, here we got this. Here we got Burger King Australia unveils Pride Burger that comes with two matching buns for equal love and equal rights. So basically, as a gimmick, you're getting the tops of two buns or the two bottoms of two different buns on your burger, you know, tops, bottoms. You see what I'm doing there?
So stupid.
I'm just curious what exactly is going to be going on. All right, right here, they normally shut down 200 stores or sell them off every year. But as of March this year, one quarter closed 124. If they keep going at this pace, they're going to go well above 400, dare I say 500, 550 locations closing. All right. Now, what I'm trying to do here on this particular video is I'm just putting a pinpoint of information on the map in your mind. I'm going to continue to do this, and I have been doing it for quite some time. And for each point I put on the map inside your thinking meat, hopefully, if you are wise, you'll be able to connect the dots, see what's coming, and make changes in your life to protect you and yours. Because shit is getting real out there.